Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Happy Friday, CJ Amers. Tony Stabile here from the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast, back with another edition of your Cinema Smackdown. I'm taking you all the way back to a movie that has found its way onto nearly all of my top five favorite movie lists that I have compiled, because, you know, I'm a nerd. This is Lethal Weapon. This movie is something you can sit back and watch for any sort of occasion, being a buddy cop action movie from the 1980s. You've got action, suspense, comedy, slight boobage, and even some cursing. Now, this is written by Shane Black, known for Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and directed by Richard Donner, you know, Superman. Lethal Weapon stars a pre-crazy Mel Gibson and Danny, I'm not related to Donald Glover, as the now stereotypical mismatched partners. Filling the role for the primo bad guy is Gary, I got me some crazy eyes, Busey. Lethal Weapon follows Sergeant Murtaugh, played by Glover, and Martin Riggs, played by Gibson. The two have a really rough start in their relationship as they're having a hard time trusting each other. And to make matters worse, the two are immediately thrust into an investigation involving a former army buddy of Murtaugh's. Therefore, you get this really weird dichotomy of neither guy understanding where the other one comes from. Now, after many twists and turns where the investigation gets personal, the boys find themselves fighting for their lives. Riggs becomes shirtless and has a final battle with Busey while the police department looks on. Did I mention this was made in the 1980s? What worked for Lethal Weapon? Well, the plot. What is now considered a cliche in the industry, this film set up the world for the 90s with a bang. You have two mismatched cops using their differences to become a force to be reckoned with. What Lethal Weapon was able to do in four films, other franchises have messed up after only one. I'm looking at you, Rush Hour. Damn you, Chris Tucker. Damn you. What else worked really well? Mel Gibson. Before he got all crazy and whatnot, Gibson was his prime during the Lethal Weapon franchise years. He was Hollywood's golden boy. He played the role of a man on the edge really well. I guess he really wasn't playing. Anyways, his balance between sympathetic depression, psycho rage, and goofball is what keeps people glued to the screen and makes this makes up for the average pacing in this film. Another shining light is Gary Busey. He's another man whose mental health has been in question for a couple of years now, and thankfully, this film was shot long before his botched plastic surgery attempts. His cool demeanor and heartless eyes played perfectly against the emotional tandem of Riggs and Murtaugh. Now, what didn't work? This movie is everything that is the 80s. The score, the soundtrack, especially the music during the action scenes, was absolute dookie. There's no hiding it. The synthesized noises mixed in with the forced emotion weren't needed to drive the story along. That was being done already by the acting. The sad part is, it really took away from the film with its over-the-top nature, much like the movie Fanboys had really bad music. This wasn't there as well. Now, what else didn't work? I guess this is going to be more of a commentary on the 80s in general. The hair. What the hell were you guys thinking? Men with feathered mullets? Come on! The lowdown. Lethal Weapon might just be the gold standard when it comes to buddy cop films. It was a bromance film decades before the term even came into existence. I Love You Man couldn't even hold a candle to the platonic love between Riggs and Murtaugh. Lethal Weapon has everything to guarantee an awesome night in. Explosions, actions, crappy punch sound effects, and lots of curse words. Do yourselves a favor and watch this flick if you haven't ever. And if it's been a while since you took a gander at Murtaugh complaining about his wife's cooking, then you should do it again, as Lethal Weapon is verified awesome. And there you have it. That is your Cinema Smackdown for this Friday. I'm Tony Stabile of the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast. If you want to hear my sexy voice a little more often, go ahead and download that thing every Friday over at TonyStabile.com. Have yourselves an awesome weekend and a great night of the movies.